section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start off the show by discussing the recent pay-per-view, The Elimination Chamber. All right, Aaron, what'd you think about The Elimination Chamber?
Well, I actually really like The Elimination Chamber quite a bit, other than the fact I think that they advertised it very poorly. As we both know, there are only four advertised matches, two of which were the Elimination Chamber matches themselves. You had a women's title match and then the Intercontinental title match, which both of them were built up very poorly. Now, of course, there were two extra matches that were added on in the middle of the card, but they didn't really do a whole lot for it. So that's kind of what I think about it. What about you, Andy?
I actually didn't mind watching the pay-per-view. I love the Elimination Chamber concept, but I just think that they have the wrong wrestlers in there. I think if you're going to have a match like that, you have Rey Mysterio, you have Chris Jericho, you have Kofi, and then you have like Jeff Hardy. I'm trying to think of his name. Evan Bourne. You put guys who are going to do some crazy sick ass shit in there. I'd even say I'm not going to bring his name up yet, but I was going to say you could bring up a newbie who just joined the WWE a couple months ago. But you throw basically guys who know how to work in that type of arena, like in that because like steel cage matches are good, but unless you have like guys who are really good in there, it's gonna suck. Like when did Angle face Jericho for the world title, and that's when Angle did the moonsault off the top of the cage. Is that
yes.
Who it was?
No, I don't know if it was Jericho.
Yeah, I know it was Angle, but I can't remember who it was. But I remember they got in trouble because that was not a planned spot. But that's beside the point. Anyways, you just need to need certain people in the. Look at TLC, right? You had three tag teams that knew what they were doing and they could perform. That was the big thing. That is what you need in the Elimination Chamber. You can't have a bunch of fucking heavyweights just going around. You know,
so kind of like a ladder match where you have, basically cruiserweights or people who are athletic, so to speak.
Yeah, they have to be athletic. But
so what did you think about the first Elimination Chamber match where Cena won the title and then McMahon came out and had Batista go ahead and take the title away from him?
Well, I guess you got to have some stuff planned. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, but Batista cannot win at WrestleMania. That's the big thing because you have, as much as I hate John Cena, he brings in the cash. No matter what anyone says, he is the guy who brings in the cash. He's a good wrestler. I think he's actually underrated as a wrestler, but I also think that I'm annoyed by him. I think more so because, well, I don't know. I'm just annoyed by him. I don't know. Like I see he brings in the money, but I also don't like. I guess it's more. It goes back to the belt, but you know that's a different story. But yeah.
I think that. I mean, of course, we both think the belt is stupid. So
yeah, but that's a different story. We'll do that some other time. But Jericho winning over the Undertaker. It was funny because remember we were watching the pay per view and they said something about Undertaker that we didn't know about at the time. That Undertaker came down the ring and he was like all pissed and I saw them give him water and I was like, what is he, gas from walking like the 30 feet to the ring? Because usually he takes a sweet ass time and like walks so slow. So this time all of a sudden he came out and he was like smoking a little bit. I had no idea what happened. And the next day they said he caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
That kills me still. But you know,
no, it was funny. It was funny.
I mean, going back and watching the HD version of it, it's really funny because you see steam come off him, but you could tell that he got burned real bad. And then when he was in the...
Yeah, he had first degree burns on his chest and his back.
Yeah, well, the thing is also, right before Michael super kicked him, I was watching that segment and you could see the burn, like just the redness on his chest. You could tell that...
yeah. Now, what do you think about having Jericho win the title by interference from Shawn Michaels?
Well,
Do you think that even like makes him a legitimate champion?
Well, Edge has to beat someone, and he had to cash his Royal Rumble win somehow. Yes, I know Royal Rumble win. I know I can't say that. Yeah, you can give me some care. Anyways,
but You know, that kind of brings up a good point, though, is that both world champions going into the WrestleMania, both of them are champions by winning in cheap ways, because Batista won after defeating John Cena, who just went through this long match and whatnot, and so he was very gassed, quote unquote.
Right.
And then Jericho wins against The Undertaker after he, you know, Shawn Michaels comes out at the very, very end just to super kick Undertaker, you know? So I think that both of them are actually not legitimate champions, which is unfortunate because I really like Jericho. I think he's a great wrestler. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I understand where you're coming from in that. Yeah, and then having, you know, like I like Jericho as a champion. I think he's a great champion, but I don't like the fact that he was put into the champion position to lose.
Yeah, and I don't like that either.
I think that pisses me off more than anything because you shouldn't do that.
So I guess, you know, speaking of which, you know, on Raw, to start it off, Jericho comes out, you know, he does his whole, you know, I'm the champion, and then Edge comes out, spears him, and says, you know, I'm going to face you at WrestleMania.
Right.
Do you think that's going to be – do you think that's the main event match?
No, because Triple H isn't in it. You know that somehow they're going to work a five-way where it's going to be Batista, Cena, Triple H, Sheamus, and then one random person that they all can beat up on.
Well, you know what? Actually, and that's something that we can talk about.
Is Shelton Benjamin, is he going to Raw anytime soon? Because he could be the little bitch that they're going to beat up.
Well, I mean, he could. But you don't think that Edge Jericho will be the main event?
No, it won't be. It'll be the second main event because when Cena's the moneymaker, he's going to make the most money. You need to put him. Well, you need to put him as the last match. Unless, you know what? No, you know, I don't know, because they might have Taker Michaels as the last match too. You never know.
They could. That's true. Now, what about you know, on Raw we saw Legacy. They're having their issues, and what exactly do you think about that? Do you think that it's a good thing, bad thing?
I think it's stupid to do it now. I think you should, because they never really developed Legacy. I mean, they're like, hey, we're a bunch of badasses, and now, oh wait, our master has the world title. It's like, to me, I don't think it went anywhere. It was just kind of pointless. They were just trying to bank off Orton's, I guess, his status, if you want to say that. They just wanted to basically, like, use him to get them over. And I think Cody Rhodes, nothing against him, I think he's going to be a jobber for the rest of his life. And I think Ted DiBiase actually has the talent. So, I don't know.
That's one thing I actually, I kind of disagree with you on, because I think Rhodes has a certain look to him that's very unique. And I think that Ted DiBiase, well, he has the talent because, you know, I mean, he learned it from his father. I think that he actually doesn't have quite the look. And I'm not saying that he won't be a world heavyweight champion, but, you know, I see Cody Rhodes being a champion before Ted DiBiase. But then again, you know, I mean,
I didn't think Randy Orton was going to be.
Look at him, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and he does not look like he should be at that time. But now he does. You know, he looks a lot more polished. He looks like a main event champion.
Okay. You know? All right.
So what do you think about The Miz and MVP, their feud that they've had going on for the past 2 months?
It's inevitable. I can tell you what's going to happen at WrestleMania. And this is, we're kind of getting to the new show that WWE put out. I have a feeling that you're going to see Daniel Bryan is his name now, not Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
I think that he's going to somehow get Miz to lose the title, and all that NXT show is going to be about is how Daniel Bryan. I'll never get that right. There's no way. It's Bryan Danielson. Damn. No, I mean, it's Bryan Danielson, not Daniel Bryan. That's what pisses me off about it. But I can see him making The Miz lose, but I can also see MVP, who doesn't need it, but I can see him going clean over The Miz. But you can't have it, because then Miz, I don't know. You got
to
have...
Well, what I was going to say is, to be honest, I don't even really care about that feud. Like, it does nothing for me. Like, I do not see that feud helping out the WWE in any way, shape, or form. That's just a random feud.
Right, it doesn't, but I was trying to think of a good outcome that could have something to do with it. But it's all going to – I bet you anything, it's just going to have to – it's going to have something to do with NXT, because there's no other way to put it besides that. It's going to have something to do with NXT. But, no. Yeah, I mean, now Batista-Cena, though, I think that's – I can't – why? I mean, is it – they're like, hey, let's get the biggest guy that is – well, should have retired 2 years ago. He should have even started wrestling. let's just have Cena face him. But, you know, Sheamus is going to come back and be like, I want my title back. I'm going to go peel some potatoes, you know.
Well, you know, the thing I thought that was kind of stupid was when you have two people who are supposed to wrestle at WrestleMania, you don't have them wrestle, like, beforehand. You never do. You might have them in tag team matches or three-on-three, but you don't have, like, you're not going to see Edge versus Jericho happen, you know, before WrestleMania. At least you should, because you're supposed to pay in order to see that match. So it's like, why even have them wrestle on Raw, you know? And they didn't even wrestle. They barely wrestled, and then Batista walks away.
Yeah.
How stupid is that? Like, how are they gonna build up this feud? I don't see it. I really don't see it.
It's going to be a no DQ feud. It's going to be a no DQ, and either they're putting Cena into a different program, which I could see that, or I don't know, dude. Every time I watch Raw, I'm like, this is the wrong way of doing it. It's just, anyways, but one thing I think is I do like Miz Big Show, though. Like the, what are they called? Miserable or, Show Miz?
Show
Miz.
Yeah, Show Miz.
Okay,
Show Miz.
Now, see, I find that hilarious. Like, Big Show to me is, I mean, he was brought in. He wasn't really a wrestler when he won the world title. But, like, you could tell that he has, like, a different side of himself. And I think it'll be brought out because The Miz is, yes, kind of a Hollywood person. But I think Big Show's more a Hollywood person than him, if that makes sense. I see Show doing something later after wrestling. And with those two together, they play better off each other than Jericho. Because Jericho is just like, hey, it's Jericho. And there's Big Show. It was no, like...
Yeah.
Like
I agree.
Yeah, and they play good off each other. I'm looking forward to that. Who are they facing, by the way?
Well, that's the thing. On SmackDown, you know, Miz and Big Show, they come out and they say, you know, who are we going to face at WrestleMania?
Is it Crime Time?
Yeah, that's the thing. When you think about it, WWE does not have any decent tag teams. They really don't. And even Big Show and Miz, they're not a, like, real tag team, quote unquote. They were thrown together. They happened to be thrown together. The only other tag teams I can think of would be DX, Crime Time, the Hart Foundation, you know? And I can't really think of any real ones other than them, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. But speaking of SmackDown, though, you know, Shelton Benjamin defeated CM Punk. And that's actually a pretty big deal considering the fact that Punk had the World Heavyweight Championship, you know, just, what, 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, he was the champion of SmackDown.
Yeah.
And now Shelton Benjamin, who is normally WWE's whipping boy,
exactly.
You know what I mean? He is. You know, they just beat up on him, and he's the most underrated wrestler there. He should be the champion, the World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But he defeated CM Punk, though, for the Money in the Bank match qualifier. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a worthwhile victory?
Well, the thing is, they need a big bump every year. And so they're like, hey, what's Shelton Benjamin doing? Oh, he's still actually on SmackDown? Oh, I forgot about that. What is he, the Golden One? Or is that what they're calling him now? Or the Golden Shower? What are they calling him?
Well, he was in ECW for a while until they decided to scrap that. and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But, no, I don't even know what gimmick he's running. All I know is that he's one of the best wrestlers that they have. That's all I know.
That's sad that they take the best wrestler. One of the best wrestlers, throw him on a show. And they're like, hey, we need you to do an insane bump for WrestleMania. You cool with this? I mean, that's all it is. But, you know, hey, WWE released a new show. The ECW, their ECW is no longer, which was kind of sad for me because I was always been a big fan of ECW. I think the fans are the hardcore fans. I mean, they're going to miss ECW, but I would love to see in like 5 years doing something again just like ECW, but not ECW, but you know, whatever, that's a different story. But WWE has this thing called NXT, and what they do is they take 8 wrestlers and they have or 8 up-and-coming wrestlers, and they have 8 mentors. The big one is, of course, The Miz and Bryan Danielson. The Miz is you know what, with Bryan's, I guess, his mentor then. I'm sorry, Daniel Bryan, right? Daniel Bryan's mentor.
I wasn't going to correct you.
I know, dude. I'm sorry, but like, just why change? I mean, every wrestler that's in there, they change their name. which doesn't make sense to me. Like, why change Bryan Danielson's name when he is known as Bryan Danielson, not Daniel Bryan?
Well, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to see if they can strike, you know, strike twice, because, you know, Shawn Michaels' real name is Michael Shawn.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You know,
I take that back. I do get that because it does sound better, but Daniel Bryan does not sound good. Bryan Danielson, which is his real name, of course, I think that sounds great. I think it's perfect, but, you know, whatever. But, overall, the show, kind of a cool concept if done properly. So, of course, they're going to fuck it up.
Of course.
Like ECW. One thing I didn't understand, and we'll talk about the other wrestlers some other time, but Jericho and Daniel Bryan faced each other. I don't get why you have the guy who just won the world, the WWE Heavyweight Championship. So he's the champion in the WWE.
No, he won the World Heavyweight Championship. Batista won the WWE.
No, but
because he's got the spinner belt.
Right, but I thought it's the World Heavyweight Championship is what Jericho has. Or did they change the names on me and I just haven't been paying attention?
That's the thing. It's kind of stupid, but either way.
Anyways.
He's a champion.
Yeah, why have, like, basically the SmackDown champion, we'll say, have the SmackDown champion face a guy who, quote-unquote, is not up to the WWE standards yet, which I thought was the funniest line was when I've been wrestling twice as long as you have, Miz, and then Stryker goes, not in the WWE. I sat there and was like,
doesn't matter.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The WWE dumbs down your style. So he had a great style of wrestling, and they dumbed it down. Just like Heath Slater is what his name is now. Like, same thing with him. He had an awesome jumping, sweeping Russian leg sweep. And I can't remember what the correct term is, but it's a devastating move. Kind of reminds me of the Vertebreaker because it's so awesome. So, of course, he's not going to have that. He may have, like, a Russian leg sweep. Just a regular Russian leg sweep for a finishing move, you know. And then he's going to become a referee in a couple years. And speaking of bad refs, hey, is what's his face still over in TNA? What's his name?
Earl Hebner.
Yeah, is he still there?
Oh, of course he is. Of course he is.
But anyway, dude, I didn't ask you. You haven't said what you thought about NXT.
Yeah, so is it any good? I don't know. I think that they really messed it up. I think ECW had its time, and I understand them getting rid of it. I completely understand that. And then they want to have kind of a, you know, OVW, or what is it? FCW? Is that the
Florida Championship Wrestling?
Yeah. So FCW. Doing like a minor leagues wrestling. I completely understand that. And yeah, you know, having mentors is really cool. But like you said, you don't have your world heavyweight champion face a rookie. You don't do that. You have them, you know, build up to face the rookie.
Exactly.
You know, it was like when they had Evan Bourne face Sheamus, which, don't get me wrong, they're both fairly new to the WWE. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, though, Sheamus is supposed to be your top dog. He's supposed to bring your money maker. And you're going to have him just randomly face some, you know, lower mid-card guy? You don't do that. You do not do that. And so NXT, I mean, the first episode, to be honest, I was very, very pissed off at. I mean, I'll still watch it, you know, just so we can talk about it.
Talk about how bad it is.
You know what? I guess when you start at the bottom and you, like, you know, for me, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 1. You know, you have no other place to go but up. I mean, you really don't. So,
that's what I said about Hogan and WCW, but, you know, they got up and they just went straight down, unfortunately, even though I miss it. But whatever. But speaking of WCW, TNA, of course, is back. And see, it's always been on. I mean, it was great. Six-sided ring, perfect. And then all of a sudden, Hogan's like, yeah, I can't adjust to the six-sided ring since he's in the TNA now, if you haven't heard yet. You hear it? All right. And so, can you hear me? All right. Yeah, he's back. Believe it or not, I don't know how old he's. What, like 60 something? Anyways, he's old.
He's pushing 60. So
yeah, and you know, and him and his wife are probably still fighting over that $10,000 toilet seat. Which, I'm sorry, but I need to find how good that toilet seat is for $10,000. I'm sorry, but there's no way that a toilet seat can be worth $10,000 unless it, like, somehow cleaned your. Anyway, that's a different story. Anyways.
Yeah. Let's talk about wrestling.
Let's talk about wrestling. I'm sorry, but, like, Hogan, Hogan has no moves. He has a leg. He has a freaking leg drop is what he has. And the big boot. And he a body slam. And then doesn't he do something off the top rope?
Yes.
The punch that, Ric Flair never hits. I just can't stand him. I'm sorry.
So anyway, so do you think it's going to be WCW all over again?
Oh, well, let's see. They brought back the NWO. They took wrestlers from WWE who basically were rejects. They took basically their two best, well, I don't know, at least the two of the best of wrestlers that they have, AJ Styles and Kurt Angle, and put on the probably one of the best matches I've ever seen on live TV, hands down. Great match, but you can't do that every week. You need to develop the younger guys. And basically, they're coming in and saying, I'm Hulk Hogan. Look what I did with WCW. Yeah, then it failed. And then, I'm sorry, but Eric Bischoff is not a genius. When you don't have money to throw around, like, I was told that basically that this is it. If Hogan's up, they're done. And that makes sense, and I see him doing it. And you, like I said, you have to develop new stars. I mean, WWE is trying to develop new stars, which is great. They brought Sheamus in, which I don't like. They brought, you know, like even someone like Evan Bourne. Like, he's coming in there, and you could see that he has potential. And I think eventually he'll be a champion once they, quote-unquote, dumb his style down. But I think with TNA, I just don't. They're trying to make the Monday Night Wars again, and they're going to fail. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I do think that Bischoff is a genius, but at the same time, I think that he did have the money. That's the big thing. He had money to go out and get superstars. And I mean, he got superstars. So I do think that he is very intelligent. And I think that he can make TNA work. I think he really can. I actually like what they're doing with AJ Styles. I think it's kind of cool to kind of make him a Ric Flair-esque role. And he's a great wrestler on top of it. That's the big thing. So I do like that. I think that the weird thing is, though, I don't like the stuff with Hogan. And I've always liked Hogan. You know, I mean, we grew up on Hogan, Savage, Warrior, you know, all of them. But, you know, obviously when you get older and you realize how horrible of wrestlers they are, your styles change. So the thing is, though, he's going to come back to wrestle. And he's going to come back to wrestle Ric Flair. And yeah, it's going to be a tag team match. But still, you know, would you pay to see Hogan wrestle or Ric Flair wrestle again? Probably not.
Not anymore. You know? I mean, at one point, yes, I could see it. But it's gotten to the point now where it's like, come on, just hang it up. I mean, I know you guys have it in your blood, but come on, hang it up.
I agree. But, you know, the thing is, though, I actually do like the fact that they are moving to Monday Night because I want to see another Monday Night Wars because – you know, we both know, and all our listeners know that, let's face it, the late 90s in wrestling was the best time to be a wrestling fan ever. And I mean ever. You know, when you have the NWO and WCW, and then you have in WWF the Attitude where you're making stars like, you know, Steve Austin, The Rock, you know, even Triple H, you know, you're making these huge marquee wrestlers at the time, but it was just good wrestling. It really was. So
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan of it. I'm actually really happy that they're making the Monday Night Wars again. So,
yeah, I mean, that's going to be nice. But
I have a word from our sponsors.
Thank you. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99 plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149, when you check out, save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer structures, policies, every details. All right, Aaron. So what do you think? We have the road to WrestleMania coming up now. And what do you think? I mean, it's inevitable. They're going to have Bret Hart versus Vince. There's no other way. They have to have this match now with his broken leg.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there's kind of a card that they're talking about, which is Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon. Of course, he talked about Cena, or Jericho and Edge, Cena and Batista, Triple H and Sheamus, Orton versus DiBiase versus Rhodes. You have the Money in the Bank ladder match, Big Show and Miz versus somebody, and then more than likely, they haven't announced, and it's not really, people aren't really talking about it, but Kane and Drew McIntyre, they've been going back and forth, so they'll probably have a match at WrestleMania, or they might, you know, they might not. So.
Yeah, I think they'll have a match. I think you're right.
Well, something I've been looking at is that's a pretty big card, and something that you mentioned earlier was Triple H and Sheamus to be combined with the Cena and Batista match, and that's something actually I was going to mention was I actually think that will happen, and I can see that happening and having Triple H win, you know, and it'd be a big thing, you know, like Triple H pins Cena, and then they have a fight, or Triple H pins Batista, and then they have their.
Yeah, I but I'm wondering, because they saw, they released the Backlash poster and has Undertaker on it. Why have Undertaker on that with the, you know, I don't know, like, because if Triple H won it, you think you'd want him on the poster or like advertise for the poster and not have Undertaker. So I think it's going to be a whoever wins. I think that it'll end up being Cena winning, because why else would you have Triple H win?
And, yeah.
Unless he just
wants. I didn't even mention that. I totally forgot, but you're right. Undertaker HBK, that's the other one, you know.
Yeah, and
so, but do you think that that's, you know, I mean, with what I listed, you know, let's just say it's, you know, as said, do you think that's going to be a good card?
Well, if my predictions, what I think is going to happen, happens, I think if they have the final match be Edge versus Jericho, then I think so, yeah. Because you could have an awesome feud if Christian wins Money in the Bank. Have Edge win the title, have him completely beat down. Christian comes in, cashes in, pins his ass, and then they have a feud. But isn't Christian on Raw now, so it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Or they just need to keep the titles on one friggin' show is what they need. But whatever.
I agree.
I mean, overall, I agree. The card actually isn't that bad. They're going to have a women's match. You know, who cares? Unless Mickie James is wrestling. And if it's Mickie James, Gail Kim, who else can wrestle? Well, if it's just those two girls wrestling, then it'll be a good match.
That's what we'll have to talk about some other times, the women's wrestling in WWE. But I think that's pretty good for now. I mean, we touched on everything. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just want to, you know, I know this is our first show, so, and it's my first show, and I don't know if it's your first show. I haven't done a show in almost 9 months now, so I'm a little rusty, so bear with us for this first episode. If it sucked, I apologize. It's my fault. I got to work off the ring rust, so that's why I needed to go down to FCW, work out with Daniel Bryan, which I can't say that name, dude. It's Bryan Danielson. Fuck.
Bryan Danielson. Let's just call him Daniel Bryanson, okay?
Daniel Bryanson. See, that's what they should have had, and then I've been okay. I'm like, all right, well, at least they didn't mess it up that bad. But, we're actually going to stick with a weekly thing. It'll come out Thursday nights on Section86.com. So we got to thank those guys for hosting it. And then 86 Productions is going to go edit the show afterwards, which is going to be nice, and add some music. So, Aaron, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You can find Aaron at AP Hughes, at AP Hughes on Twitter.com. You can also find me, AHughes86, at Twitter as well. And we actually have a one for the show, right, Aaron?
Yes, we do. Twitter.com/OffTheMark86.
Yeah, so be sure to follow us, and we'll give you all the latest news, and anything breaks in the wrestling world, we will let you know. And, until next time, I'll see you in the ring.